Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia with Market Insights, LLC. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Most people know who you are, Santo. You're our resource for economic information. You are a classically trained economist, and you've been focusing most of your career in the flooring business. You just came out with your quarterly market monitor, and I thought it might be good for you to tell us a little bit about your read. Why don't we start out with you just talking about where the economy is overall right now?
Well, I hesitate to use a trite term, but it's the best term I know to describe where we are, and that's, again, we're into uncertainty. But we are growing. Certain areas are growing and certain areas are not growing. So you got a mixed bag, and there's a lot of things going on in the economy that are working against each other. But the net of the whole thing is that slowly but surely, as we have been for the last 7 years, we are growing out of this recession. And you can argue what's holding us back, whether it's policies, which I kind of believe it is, of the federal government to some degree, you know, Obamacare and insurance costs and all these things. But the fact of the matter is we are growing. The important thing is we're seeing consumer spending go up in general. However, the one area I'm a little concerned about is we're not seeing that translate equally into floor covering purchases. Floor covering purchases are not up as strong as spending because I think a lot of the spending increases that consumers are doing, it's going towards health insurance, things that are needed as opposed to things that can be postponed, and flooring is one of the things that can be postponed.
We ran a story on Floor Daily yesterday that said that the equity in consumers' homes now gotten back to where it was in 2006. So the home is worth what it was. So there's been recovery there.
Absolutely. And that's translating into stronger home construction. People are getting ahead of the value in their homes. They can make a profit in selling it. Mortgage rates are still very competitive. And banks have become more prone to give mortgages. And we're seeing more construction going on. I forecast that we'll be back to traditional housing construction levels by next year. And that would be 1.4 to 1.5 million units a year. The other good thing that's going on in construction, home construction, is the fact that we're seeing more single family and fewer multifamily construction. And every single family home is twice as big as a multifamily home. So that's more floor area, that's more flooring. So we should see a pretty decent builder market this year and going forward.
Yeah, those people who are renting are figuring out that they're paying a lot of money and don't have anything to show for it. So I think it's good to see. Even the millennials who were hesitant to start buying homes, now we're starting to see where they've entered the home buying market.
Yeah, I can see it in my own family. One of my daughters and her husband living down in the Carolinas are buying their first house. You know, income's up, home values are still rather affordable, and mortgage rates are really good. So
we've covered the home market, and you also look at the commercial market as well, right?
Yeah, we're seeing some slow growth there. One of the reasons is corporate profits are being squeezed. World competition is causing companies to hunker down with margins and profitability. The other thing is the dollar is getting stronger, and that means that imports become cheaper and makes it even tougher for domestic firms to compete. The slow profit growth also means that hiring may slow a little bit, and so that should diminish the need for office space, and so that all rolls back into the office sector of commercial construction. And that's another area where we're seeing some disproportionate performances. So on one hand, you've got institutional and hospitality growing, but offices and education somewhat stymied.
Well, you know, I'm actually at the Fuse Alliance annual meeting, which most people know as a group of commercial contractors. And, you know, flooring is the last thing to go in, so they're still riding this wave of business that we've been seeing in the commercial market for a little while.
Yeah, last year was a good year. And I'm not saying it's going to go into the tank, but it will slow. Tax revenues are slowing. which hurts education and government buildings. They're way behind on infrastructure and prisons and things like that. Spending for that has slowed down. But there are some strong areas, you know. Hospitality is one of them. We'll continue to see that pull commercial market along.
Well, you know, through this whole political contest that we've all been forced to watch with this 24-hour news, they've been talking about trade. Tell us what's going on with the import business.
Imports are doing well. They're up 7% last year, and that's in value. Exports, however, are down 8%. And again, you know, a strong dollar doesn't do well for export, makes them less competitive. The strong dollar makes imports more competitive. So we're continuing to see imports coming in. Big areas, of course, are ceramic, LVT, and wood flooring. And one of the things we're also seeing is, of course, China wood flooring imports are up, but Canadian imports are up. With the Canadian dollar being down and the American dollar being up, the Canadians are seeing a resurgence over the border shipments. So the other thing, laminate and resilient sheet and cork floors are going down. That, I think, is a function of the competition that we're seeing from those other substitute products.
One of the things we've been watching, too, is this continuous decline in the use of soft surface over hard surface. So what's your read on that?
Well, we're seeing a slight decline in carpet imports. Carpet, the general trend is down slightly. But area rugs are an engine that's pulling carpet and rugs and holding it up. And we're seeing, as more hard surface becomes prevalent, we're seeing different forms of area rugs being used, and, you know, that's helping the carpet business. So I think, you know, carpet is still going to be a center of the private areas of the home, the bedrooms and places like
right.
that. I don't see ceramic or LVT or any of those products severely crimping the sales of carpet in those areas of the house. But in areas like the public spaces, I think you're going to see more LVT wood. We'll have to see on the wood pricing how that's coming in with this winter, because this winter was kind of not too wet, not too dry, so that always affects lumbering costs, and which are going to affect lumber prices, which are going to affect wood flooring. Last year, wood flooring did okay because the pricing was down. But we'll see what happens this year.
All right, Santo. Well, it's good to talk to you and get a catch-up from you on your quarterly market monitor report, which you just published. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, an economist and partner with Floor Focus magazine. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.